Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. And you're going to be glad you're with me because we got our good buddy Joel Barker back on the show. Joel is someone that I've known about for a long time. I knew him before he knew me. And I've always admired his work. His film and his book on paradigms really changed my life in a lot of ways. And I'm glad that he's become a member of our Brain Trust. His newest book is called Five Regions of the Future. He's got a new film out called Innovation at the Verge. And he's our good friend, Joel Barker. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
Joel, you just gave me some news on the break that I'd like to. Can we talk about that for a minute?
Sure.
Yep. Folks, you may not remember Tom Sonner, and who runs an entrepreneurial education organization in the D.C. area. He and I met half a dozen years ago when I was doing some work with the U.S. Chambers. You know, I work with him quite a bit, and I was moderating a panel, and that's when I first met him, Joel.
Yep.
It was actually the second time I did this. He was up for an award for the top small business, you know, that award that the U.S. Chamber was giving that year. There were a bunch of folks that were all in, and I moderated a panel that year just before they made the announcement, and he won that year, and I've never seen anybody so excited. I'll never forget that as long as I live. Yeah. Turns out you and he had go back a long way.
Yes, we do. We did.
And now you tell me there's some bad news, and it makes me sad.
Yeah. Well, we lost him near the end of July. Heart attack. He was 56 years old. I think if you met him and you know him, he was a world changer. His company, Educational Options, was changing the face of education in America because he was bringing this online education as a support system to teachers rather than as a competitive system to teachers. And they were getting wonderful results.
Yeah. Well, you know, I interviewed him on my show. And also, folks, if you go back and look at any of the events that I've done for the U.S. Chamber, you'll see somewhere in there where I call on him for the question or comment.
Yeah.
And he stands up and makes a comment or asks the question. But one of the things I wanted to do, the reason I wanted to talk about this for a minute, is number one, is I wanted to recognize his life.
Yep.
And so you and I can celebrate that a little bit, because we do that here on the show, people who are worthy.
Yep.
But also, Joel, to remind people that, you know, I was talking in the previous segment with Stan Slapp about commitment. And I said, small business owners like me and you, we're emotionally, financially, viscerally, physically, you know, genetically, every other way you can think of, committed to our businesses.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we also have to realize that life is short, and sometimes it's shorter than we think.
Yeah, and that's exactly. I mean, after I had talked to Tom's widow and his brother, I basically sat down and wrote a note to myself and said, "Do not assume anything about the next 10 years.
Yep.
If you're going to do something important, get started on it now."
How about the next day?
Next day is good, but my problem is I have a 10-year plan, so
yeah.
I had to kick myself around and say,
yeah,
do the important stuff first.
You're presumptuous, aren't you?
Yeah.
What is it? What is they say? Put the big stones in first?
Yeah.
And fill it in with the little stones?
That's right.
And I'll tell you something else, folks. Don't wait to tell the people whom you love that you love them.
Yeah.
Don't wait. And you know what else? You can't do it too much.
That is correct. And one of the things I know about Tom is he did tell the people.
Yep.
When I talked to his brother, who was part of the Educational Options company, he said the one thing about Tom is he had talked up the vision of the company every day to every employee. He said,
yep,
nobody didn't understand their role. So he said he left the vision so that the company will carry on. Well, he talked it up.
And I'll tell you something else. He was a big part of the leadership of the small business committee that the U.S. Chamber has put together. He was part of the leadership of that group.
Yeah.
And he was sharing that with other business owners.
Yeah. He was everything I've ever been involved with him in, he's always been a big part of that.
Well,
we
will miss him. I'm sorry to hear about it. But folks, we're doing this not just for Tom's behalf, but I think he would tell you if he could right now, you know, as Warren Zevon said before he died, enjoy every sandwich.
Yeah, that's right.
And enjoy every person that you love, and you can't do that too much. Yeah. Joel, thank you for helping us remember and celebrate the life of Tom Sonner.
Yep.
Quick break, folks. We're going to be right back. We got some stuff. We're going to look in Joel Barker's. He's going to let us look into his crystal ball right after these messages. 20 Tales. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.